here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
Yeah, a lot of people are for the AFL here on the Southeast Queensland. A lot of people are against it, but some of the sums you can't deny how much they've injected into the local economy here. With over 40 games at Metricon, the AFL has 100,000 rooms. That's what they've put out.
Oh,
nights,
wow.
100,000 nights of accommodation they've paid for, 120 chartered flights, 4,000 meals supplied here by Gold Coasters, 10,000 rental days of hire cars, and also the rental of local gyms, training grounds and recovery centres. So well and truly over the $60 million they're injected, and over $500 million outside of Victoria.
Wow.
What's gone to suburbs that would normally have got, never got that money.
Yeah,
so
that is pretty cool, I will admit.
I know it's pretty tough, and you say they get elitist status, but when you're looking at an extra $60 million here in southeast Queensland, well worth while at the time we're in at the moment.
You'd jack the price up too, wouldn't you, if you had a if you had a hotel or whatever, knowing AFL were going to come in?
Absolutely.
Flex to 100 night, aren't
you? Yeah.
Nothing. Okay, you know your Apple iOS, and it's always updating. It always doesn't give you the option not to. It just says, do you want to do it now or later?
Yeah.
And now the iOS 14 update.
Yes, this is the one that came out this week.
Okay, so you may have noticed on the top of your screen, everyone is very baffled, there is a little orange dot.
What is it?
Now, the little orange dot above your bars and above your little Wi-Fi symbol, it's to let you know when they're listening to you.
What?
When they're listening to you. I kid you not.
Who's listening?
The phone's listening. So Apple, Google, Amazon and all those other companies, they promised they were never listening. Remember that big inquiry? And then they said, okay, we are. And so then it was like, well, if you're listening, you've got to let us know when you listen. So be very, very careful. Behave like bikies. Whenever they talk, they leave their phones in the other room.
Could I just say that it turned on my phone yesterday while I was on the phone because the microphone was on, so that made complete sense.
And so it was listening while you were
talking. Yeah, because the microphone was on.
Who were you talking to?
On the phone. That's how a phone works.
Nothing. Anyway. I said nothing. Anyway, you got that. You got a. I mean, you got an orange dot. You got 5G. You got conspiracy. You got Bill Gates.
Oh,
you got.
No.
Oh,
the world is going to end.
Oh, yeah. Lord. Well, it's all about. It's all about money now, isn't it? Ben Simmons, you know, the Aussie plays NBL over in the United States.
Oh, yes.
He's got $26 million bonus for making the best offensive team over the course of 12 months. So your average, your stats in offense, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He makes that list and he gets $26 million bonus. But what about this 20-something woman last night who's won herself $60 million alone in Powerball?
And she's married.
And she's married, yeah. So.
She's won $30 million.
Single and $30 million. In a week.
Yeah.
I just think it's weird. You know, you got one guy, how old's Ben Simmons?
God knows. 25, 26.
Yeah, you know, and all he has to do to get his $26 million is be better than the best athletes in the world for a whole year, right?
Yes. Yep.
This other bird, what does she have to do to collect $60 million?
Yeah.
Change her pants after she found out she won it.
That's it.
That's all you got to do. Get up and give yourself a tub. What would you do if you won $60 million? I'd be sitting about 4 inches taller on the saddle. She did say she thought it was a hoax. Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah, they rang her. They say, yeah, you've won. So, yeah, good on
you.
They said that's super common. People just hang up and go, yeah.
And that is what you need to know.